secret for myself, and I was fortunate to have been discovered by Earl Nightingale. He launched my speaking and writing career. And one of Earl's favorite books is the one that I'll be sharing with you now. I trust it will have as much of an impact on you as it did on Earl Nightingale. Rhonda Byrne, the author and creator of the new phenomenon, The Secret, and me. It was written about a century ago, and as antiquated as some of the examples and illustrations may appear, the essence is as relevant today as it was the day Wallace D. Wattles penned the masterpiece that you're about to experience, The Science of Getting Rich. Chapter 1, The Right to be Rich. Whatever may be said in praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. We cannot rise to our greatest possible height in talent or soul development unless we have plenty of money. For to unfold the soul and develop talent, we must have many things to use, and we cannot have these things unless we have money to buy them with. We develop in mind, soul, and body by making use of things, and society is so organized that we must have money in order to become the possessor of